morning, everyone. It's good to be here with you. We're always so glad to be able to have time with you. I don't want to waste too much time, but I don't know if you were here through Friday night or Saturday. Anybody that was here Friday and Saturday, man, I tell you, hasn't it been great? We have had just quite the experience here. We have a guest, a friend of the house. She is our guide when we go to Israel. When I go to Israel, and this last trip that we took, two of the last three trips that I've taken in the last 16 months to Israel, Sonia, she has been our guide. And so she is a graduate and master's from Camden University. So she's got this British accent. And I met some people from Britain. I said, I want to thank you for creating the language, the language that we actually perfected in Texas. And so it did not go over well. It didn't go over well, but they'll get it one day. They'll get it. Sonia was also raised in Argentina and Israel. They had family there, so she's very educated and multilingual. And we just fell in love with her. My wife and I just love her. And whenever we go to Israel, she just shows us new things about the areas, the territory, the geography, the history, the theology. I mean, everything that she takes us on tour for. And so I said, listen, we have got to get you over to Athens, Texas. And she told some people this week that she was going to be in Athens, and they said she has a huge following on YouTube and Facebook. And they said, oh, Sonia, it's great that you're going to be in Greece. And so we're always the third choice when I tell people I'm from Athens. Oh, Athens, Greece. No, no, no. Oh, Athens, Georgia. No, no. Oh, Texas. Yeah, Texas. You know, we're loved and hated here in Texas, but it's okay. When you're the best nation in the world, what do you do? So I don't want to spend any more time. You're going to have a lot of fun today. I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot of learning. And we recorded every session from Friday yesterday as well. And so we're on our learning world. We have a learning track, an online training track. We're going to put that online, but it's already on YouTube and our Facebook if you want to go back and watch these after today, what you experience. Without any other time, would you give a warm welcome to Sonia Waters, my friend? By the way, I forgot, she is Messianic Jew, so she's our people. So she is Messianic Jewish, and so, man, you're going to have a lot of great teaching and learning today.
Let's hope so. Okay, so what we're going to look at today, before I start, let's pray. Let's pray. I pray in Hebrew, so I can't do English. If I try to do English, it gets all mixed up. With English, Spanish, Hebrew, you name it, it gets mixed up, so I can't do that. We're just doing Hebrew. And it is the language that Yeshua spoke, so maybe some of you never heard this language before. Anyway. Eloi Abraham, Eloi Yitzchak, Eloi Yaakov, anu modim lecha ve'mevarchim otcha. Toda al habracha liyot itcha, toda al habracha shel ruach hakodesh. Ani mevakeshet b'shem Yeshua Mashiach sheta tevarech et kol ele itano v'shem yavinu ma sheni olechet leagid. B'shem Yeshua Meshicheinu, amen and amen. Okay, so I'm glad that you trust me and you say amen, right? But anyway, you know, guys, you need to get used to it because one day we're going to speak Hebrew in heaven. Did you know that? Okay, so if you like to go and learn, this is the time. Anyway, you know, when we are in heaven, I think the Lord is going to do like the Matrix, just going to inject it in our heads, and we'll be talking, right? So that'd be easier. Anyway, okay, let's get to the lesson. So what we're going to do today is we're going to speak about the Messiah, okay? Now, in your culture, in the American culture, everybody knows who Messiah is, Jesus, okay? But in the Hebrew culture, that's a question mark. Oy, 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 believe in Yeshua, okay? And the Jewish people actually see Yeshua as a foreign god. They see him as somebody that is alien to their culture. But in fact, Yeshua was called a rabbi, right? What is a rabbi? What does rabbi mean? A teacher, okay? So he was a teacher. And 2,000 years ago, teachers actually had disciples. And the disciples actually followed. Bring it down. Okay. Is that better? Yes. Okay. So teachers actually had disciples 2,000 years ago. Yeah? And here is Yeshua walking around with his 12 disciples. Okay? Fascinating. Yeah? So I'm going to explain to you what Messiah is. I'm going to explain to you the connection between Joseph and Yeshua. Yeah? Messiah ben Yosef. So according to Jewish thought, you need to have these two kinds of Messiah in one Messiah. Okay? So you have to have the Messiah ben Yosef and the Messiah ben David. And Yeshua actually fulfilled both of them. And then the Messiah ben David, when he comes back to this earth to rule for 1,000 years, he really is going to be the Messiah ben David ruling the whole world. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah? So for the moment, what we can see is this Messiah, Messiah ben Yosef. Okay? Messiah ben Yosef. Okay? So there are two aspects in Jewish traditions. Okay? Messiah ben Yosef, which is a suffering servant. Messiah ben David, which is the sovereign king that is going to rule. Okay? Yeshua was both. Yeah? Remember that he was called Son of David. Yeah? Let me give you an example. When I say Yeshua, you know what I mean, yes? Jesus' name is Yeshua in Hebrew. Yeshua means salvation. His name means salvation in Hebrew, okay? And he was Mashiach. What does Mashiach mean? The anointed one. It was translated as Messiah or Christos. Christos is actually the anointed one as well. Okay? Now, what is then Messiah? The anointed one. And Yeshua was indeed Mashiach, the anointed one. Okay? How was he? Why anointed? Why anointed? You can actually see that in the Old Testament, you have the kings and prophets were anointed with oil. David was anointed as king by Samuel the prophet. Okay? And from that moment on, King David actually was filled with the Holy Spirit. He moved with the Holy Spirit. He sang songs with the Holy Spirit. He led his country with the Holy Spirit. So David was an anointed king of Israel. Okay? Now, then, why Messiah ben Yosef? That means, it means the anointed one, son of Joseph. Okay? Ben or Bar in Hebrew means son of. Okay? So, Messiah, son of Joseph. And isn't it fascinating that the father of Yeshua was called what? Yeah, the earthly father was called Joseph. Okay? Isn't that amazing? Okay, so Yeshua was called son of David, and he was also called son of Joseph. When do we see that he was called son of David? When he comes into Jerusalem, and they say to him, Hosanna, Hosanna, son of David. Yeah? Now, In Hebrew, okay, today, Hosanna, we use it as a form of worship to God, okay? But in Hebrew, what they were saying was, Hosanna, Hosanna, son of David, which means save us, son of David. From what? Save us from what? From the Romans, yeah? This is the idea that the Jewish people had 2,000 years ago, that this Messiah that was going to come was going to deliver the Jewish people from the Roman occupation. And this is why they were saying to him, Hosanna, Hosanna, son of David, yeah? But Yeshua, when he comes 2,000 years ago, he comes as a suffering servant. He comes as the son of Joseph, okay? And we are going to make a comparison between Joseph in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, and Yeshua in his life. There are so many comparisons. I only do a few here. There are more than 100 different comparisons that you can actually find between the story of Joseph and Yeshua. Now you say, wow. Very good. Very good. Okay? Now, Joseph then, Yeshua, in this life, he had a name and a surname. The name and surname of Yeshua in this life was Yeshua ben Yosef. Jesus, the son of Joseph. That was his name and his surname here on this earth. Okay? And the life of Yeshua is a reflection of what actually happened with Joseph in the book of Genesis. Now, what does Joseph or Yosef means? Okay, I know it's in Hebrew, but I'll translate, don't worry. Okay, so here it says Yosef. Yosef, the word Yosef comes from the word la'asof. What does la'asof means? To gather. He was a gatherer, yeah? Joseph was gathered the wheat. Yeshua gathers people, yeah? And so on. So we were going to see, okay, so he's the anointed one who is the gatherer. All right, very good. So then, what did Joseph gather? What did Joseph gather? The wheat, okay? Remember, there was a famine on the earth. Before the famine, Joseph was actually gathering wheat in silos for the future. And because he gathered that wheat on the barn, it meant the salvation of the ancient world. He actually saved the Egyptians, who were Gentiles, and he also saved Israel, because the children of Israel actually went into Egypt and were able to fed by Joseph. Can you see the connection with Yeshua? Yes? Isn't that amazing? Yeah? Yeshua also is going to gather us. He's going to gather us at the end of the day. He's going to gather the wheat. And he's going to throw the tears away and burn it, but the wheat is going to come home with him. Yeah? Look what it says in Matthew 13:30. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares, bind them in a bundle to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Yeah? So Yeshua also is a gatherer, and we are the wheat. Isn't that beautiful? Can you see the connection? Yeah? Incredible. And then in Matthew 13:39, it says, the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Yeah, Yeshua is going to send the reapers to actually go and reap the earth. Okay? And it says in Revelation 14, reaping the earth harvest. Then I look and behold a white cloud, and on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Yeah? to actually reap the harvest of the earth. Anyway, I can go on forever with this one. And then look at Joseph, okay? Joseph, this is another aspect of Joseph that is very similar to Yeshua. Joseph is chosen among his brothers as the favorite of his father, Jacob. Yeah? When we read that story, we think, oh, you have a favorite son? That's going to cause jealousy to the brothers, right? And here we see Jacob favoring Joseph, okay? In Genesis 37, it says, now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors, okay? This actually symbolized favor and royalty, the first amongst many, okay? But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him. I could not speak peaceably to him, okay? So they were jealous of Joseph. And here we have Yeshua being called the favorite of his father. Yeah? It says, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Yeah? So here is Yeshua being called the favorite. Okay? Yeshua moved with the power of the anointing. Remember that he is Mashiach, the anointed one. So much that this brought jealousy amongst the Jewish community of his time. Yeah? Fascinating. The connections are incredible. Incredible. Okay? So here is Yeshua in Nazareth. This is where he grows up. And he says like this, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And by the way, these are the jobs that Yeshua came to do. This is his office, okay? Because he has anointed me, he's saying, Mashiach, okay? He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. And you know what? Nobody else can heal your heart like Yeshua can heal your heart. Yeah, the doctors might give you medication to calm down, but they don't resolve the problems that are inside of you, right? Only Yeshua can do that. Only he can heal the heart like nobody's business, okay? Anyway, he says, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovering of sight, to set all at liberty those who are oppressed, okay, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And he began to say, today, the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. What he's actually saying is, I am the anointed one. He's actually telling them that I am the Messiah. This is what Yeshua is saying. Yeah? And it's fascinating because after this, these guys wanted to kill him. Right? They wanted to throw him off a cliff. How dare you, they said. Yeah? They go offended with him. We know your mother and father. We know where you come from. Will you tell us you're the Messiah? Get lost. You know, that's what they were saying to him. Yeah? And this is exactly what happened also to Joseph. When Joseph actually said all these dreams to them, and yeah, they were jealous of him and kicked him out. Yeah, because they couldn't stand the fact that he was the favorite one. Yeah, fascinating, right? Fascinating. Okay, so the jealousy of the brothers caused the banishment of Joseph, okay? And he says, come therefore, let us know, kill him and cast him into some pit. You see, the brothers actually are plotting to get rid of him, plot him to murder him, plot him because, you know, they have to do something to get rid of him, okay? Some wild beast, some wild beast had devoured him. We shall see what will become of his dreams. Yeah. Oh, yo, 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 they're saying to Joseph. Yeah. And what do they do to Joseph? They sold him. They sold him as a slave to Egypt. But the anointed of the Lord, the anointing of the Lord was on Joseph. And he was favored wherever he went. Yeah. So because the brothers, the Jewish brothers, rejected him, Joseph had to go to Egypt. And then the Gentiles accepted him. The Egyptians accepted him. Okay? And this is what Joseph eventually, when he meets his brothers again, he said to them, but as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. Yeah? So they meant evil against him, but it is for the good of the world, the salvation of the world, that it was rejected originally by his own brothers and then went to the world. And that is exactly what happened with Yeshua. Exactly what happened to Yeshua. Okay, so here he is actually crucified by the jealousy of his brothers and the cruelty of Rome. Exactly, yeah? And because he was rejected by his own brothers, by the own Jewish people, the faith actually went all the way to the Gentile nations. The Gentile nations have come to the faith and is going to go back to Israel again. Yeah, if you like, the faith actually started in Israel and went west. It went to Europe. It went to Africa. Then it crossed the Atlantic. It went to the Americas. Yeah, then it crossed the Pacific. It went to the Philippines, to India, to China, to all those places. You know where the Holy Spirit is moving now? Into the Arab countries. Arabs, Muslims are abandoning Islam and coming to the faith. Okay? And then the last one, you can actually see that it's gone all around the world, and the last one is going to be Israel. Yeshua is coming back to Israel. Yeshua is coming back to Jerusalem, and he says to Jerusalem, I will not come back until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So Jerusalem is the last city to come to faith, and then Yeshua comes back. Now you say, wow. Isn't God amazing? Isn't he incredible? Yeah, incredible. Okay. Now, we're going back to Joseph. And, you know, an injustice actually put Joseph in prison. He was an educated man. He knew how to read, write, arithmetic languages, you know. He definitely knew Egyptian and Hebrew, maybe other languages as well. Because he was thrown into prison, he was actually in charge of a prison. Yeah, they knew that this guy is different. He's not one of the mill, you know? And eventually he was released from prison to work for the king full time. He was second in charge of the whole of Egypt. His purpose in life was to save the whole world, yeah? And look at, can you see the connections with Yeshua? We'll come back in a minute to that, okay? And then he was put into prison when he was, no, sorry, sold into Egypt when he was 17 years old, and he started working for the king when he was 30 years old. Who started working for the king when he was 30 years old? Yeshua. Very good. Very good. Okay. So then what we have? We have that Yeshua also came to bring salvation to the whole world, not just to the Jewish people, but to the whole world. It says in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, to the end of the earth. Yeah? And this is exactly what Yeshua came to do. Joseph actually, Yeshua's faith goes to the Gentiles, okay? You can actually see that he's actually rejected by the world around him, by his own brothers and sisters, and the faith went all the way to the Gentiles, yeah? I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles. Look at this. This is a prophecy from the book of Isaiah that he will be a light to the Gentiles. Now you say, wow, he is awesome. Okay, so Joseph actually saved the ancient world from famine. Yeshua saves the world. For God did not send his son to the world to condemn the world, but that he, the world, will come. What does he say? Through him might be saved. Okay? So you, can you see the connections between Jews? He is the suffering servant. Yeah? That's what it's called. Joseph was second only to Pharaoh. Yeshua was second only to the Almighty. Yeah? Isn't that beautiful? Okay? In Genesis 42 verse 8, so Joseph recognized his brothers when he was in Egypt, but they did not recognize him. Why do you think, and let's have a little talk, you can actually join here. Why do you think the brothers, when they come to Egypt, they don't know who this guy is? They don't recognize him as a brother. Why they don't? Why? Any ideas? Go on, Nathan. Okay, so absolutely, he looks like a Gentile, a goy, we say in Hebrew, okay? He have a wig on, because, you know, in ancient Egypt, they were afraid of those insects that go in your hair, lice, okay? They were terrified of lice, so they will be completely shaven and have a wig, so they don't suffer from lice, okay? He had makeup, he's shaven, he looks like a foreigner. And on top of that, he spoke Egyptian. He didn't speak Hebrew, he spoke Egyptian, talked through interpreter, okay? And therefore, the brothers, when I saw him after so many years, they did not recognize him. But he knew who they were. They were speaking Hebrew, and he could understand them, okay? So, but they did not know that Joseph understood them, for he spoke through an interpreter, yeah? Dressed as an Egyptian, shaven, okay? And how did Joseph actually reveal himself to his brother? He tells everybody, get out. And then he starts talking to them in Hebrew. And then they realize, oh my goodness. Yeah, this is how we need to bring the gospel to the Jews. Actually talk in the language that they talk, so that they understand that this is, Yeshua is actually a rabbi. Yeah, pretty amazing, okay? So he gets talking Hebrew, he gets his wig off, and he says, I'm your brother, come here. And he forgives them and cuddles them, brings them in, yeah? And he says, don't worry, you meant evil, but the Lord wanted good. He wanted to save the whole world. Yeah? Isn't that amazing? Isn't the plans of God incredible? Okay? So Joseph revealed himself to his 11 brothers. And what did Yeshua do? He actually reveals himself to the 11 disciples, who are all Jewish. Can you see this? Isn't that beautiful? Yeah? He reveals himself, first of all, to the Jewish people, and then the faith goes to the Gentiles, and then later on, he's coming back to Israel again, okay? And in Ezekiel, he's telling us that God will not leave his people without faith. In Ezekiel, and we've been talking about Ezekiel here for the past few days, in Ezekiel 39, verse 29, it says, "And I will not hide my face from them any longer." Who is the faith of God? Who is the face of God? Who can tell me? Yeshua. Yeah? One of the disciples said to him, "Show us the Father and we will believe you." And he said to everybody, "You've been looking at me all this time and you haven't recognized me." Yeah? So he is the face of the living God, and he's going to reveal himself to Israel. He himself is going to reveal himself to Israel. Yeah? "And I will not hide my faith from them anymore, for I shall have poured out my spirit on the house of Israel, says the Lord God." Yeah? He will pour out his spirit in the last days. That's what he says. Okay? I want to show you that this is only a few of actually all the connections between Jesus and Joseph. Okay? This is only a few. There's hundreds of them. And this is only from Genesis 37. What about all the other scriptures that is about Joseph? Yeah? And it's incredible. Joseph was a shepherd. Yeshua was a shepherd also. Okay? Joseph was the beloved son of his father. Yeshua was the beloved son of the Father in heaven. Lived with his father in honor before going down to Egypt. And Yeshua also lived with God before coming to the earth. Joseph was hated by his brothers because of it. Jacob's special love for him, okay? And his words. Yeshua was hated by his brothers because Jesus claimed God to be his father, and also because of his words. Yeah, Joseph foretold the future sovereignty. Yeshua did the same. Joseph was sent by his father to his brothers for their welfare. Yeshua, first of all, was sent to the lost sheep of Israel by his father, and then to save the whole world. Can you see this? Yeah, one after another. This is only a small portion of it. Joseph's brothers plotted to kill Joseph, okay? The Pharisees and Sadducees also plotted to kill Christ. Joseph's brothers did not believe in his dreams. Yeshua's brethren did not believe his words, yeah? Even his mother and his brothers did not believe him until later on, okay? Joseph's brothers teased Joseph, the dreamer. In Hebrew we say Baal Chalom, yeah? He's a bit crazy, you know, he talks about his dreams all the time. The Pharisees teased Yeshua, driving out demons by Beelzebub. Yeah, here is another dreamer, he's a crazy guy. Joseph was stripped of his coat. Yeshua was stripped of his coat, covered with a scarlet robe. Can you see this? Can you see how amazing it is? Okay. Joseph was sold into Egypt, at the proposal of Judah. Yeshua was betrayed and handed over to the Sanhedrin by Judah. Yeah. Joseph was taken out of the pit, alive in his body. Yeshua was taken out of the pit in the house of Caiaphas. I mean, this is not humanly possible. Even if you read the script, read Genesis, and then you try and emulate it. This is not possible. Only God can do something like this. Can you see this? Yeah? Incredible, okay? And a lot more. Okay. So, Yeshua ben Yosef is also the Messiah ben Yosef. Yeah, the anointed one, son of Joseph. The one that came to save the whole world, as well as the Jewish people. He is, He is the anointed one, indeed the gatherer the beloved son. And that is it. That is it. Okay? Thank you.
Come on, give it up.
How are we doing with time?
I want to say, you did great. You did great. Early. You had more time to spend.
Oh, you did
a phenomenal job. Let me just say this. Yeah, would you give it up for Sonia? There is so much wisdom and intellect when it comes to a scripture, history, geology, geography. I mean, everything that is necessary to study history and the Word of God. And I'm telling you, when you go to Israel with her and you walk these grounds and you're hearing these stories and you're feeling the earth and the stone, it is magical. It is extremely incredible. And I want to invite you actually to come with us in spring of 26, we'll be going back. And Sonia is, we're already marking her down. You're going to be our guide for sure. But I also want you to understand too the importance of this, because as she said, that yes, Hebrew, the language is speaking back to Jews as how they will understand and relate and connect. But it's also understanding the types and shadows, which is what this is. The understandings of, let's just sit down. If you have a Jewish friend or someone who, whether they're secular or are practicing, let's sit down and look at the Bible of you, the book of your people, the Torah, the prophets. And whenever we understand and we can start to see Jesus in the Old Testament in our own studies, in our own time, in our own learnings, as what we just learned today, then we can also articulate to Jewish people, look, here's a picture of Jesus right here. And then we can take them to a part of the book of our Bible that they don't read. In fact, it's rejected, but it's at least historical because they honor Jesus as a rabbi, if nothing else, a teacher. And they honor rabbis. And so if we can start to help connect the dots and build the bridges between their book and the whole book of the Bible, that will start to at least drop some seeds of awareness into their hearts. But before you even start there, the one thing that I've been working on and Sonia has been working on as well, she is Jewish. She is Israeli. She is there. But for us Westerners, it's going over and building friendships and relationships with the Jewish people, no matter what they believe. No matter what they believe. They're God's people. We are only able to be grafted in because of them, because of their decisions, but we're also called to come back and minister to them and support ministry back to the Jewish people. They are still the heart of God. We have not replaced the Jewish people. It doesn't happen like that. And so building bridges, finding ways, if you can at all find a Jewish friend just to befriend them, and begin to build a bridge of relationship and helping them to understand, even though you're Christian, even though you're Western, you still love them. You still can pray for them. You can still find a way to connect with them and relate to them. I have friends that are growing. The strength of friendships that I'm growing in Israel I'm loving it. It's phenomenal because they're open. Right now, this is the best time ever because they're open to build relationships because of the dire need in Israel. They don't know who their friends are. And I can tell you, they do not know who is for them. Are you a friend or are you a foe? Like, they don't know. I'll go there and I will be walking in. I was in the Knesset, in the lunchroom of the Knesset, which is kind of their White House. And a couple of the ladies that were working there is like, what are you doing here? It's like, just came to love on the people. It's like, do you love us? Are you for us? Because they don't know. Absolutely, I love you. I believe in you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your people. And there's like a switch. If you were here this last couple of days, Sonia's like, we love to argue. Israelis, we love to argue. We thrill on arguing. But the moment they realize that you love them, they're as soft and gentle and tender, the most tender-hearted people. It's this rough outer shell that gives them a bad reputation, but there's a gentle, loving, and I mean a very loyal inner peace that it's just, you just fall in love with. And that's who the Israeli people truly are. And I absolutely love going over there. We were riding in my side-by-side last night, And she goes, we do not get to do this. She goes, do you know that Israel fits inside of Texas 33 times?
Yeah.
That's perspective right there. So I just want to invite you to pray into coming in the future. I want to ask you to pray and asking the Lord to bring you a Jewish friend that you can start to relate with and build bridges with, so you can understand them. Seek to understand before seeking to be understood, so that maybe you can have perspective as well on what they're going through as a people. So would you give it up for Sonia? Sonia, I got you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I just wanted to show you my book. If you're interested in the issues between the Palestinian and the Israeli, you know, Palestinian-Israeli conflict, and you would like to know more what's going on in Israel, there is my book. And also, I have my own YouTube channel. You can actually join me in my YouTube channel. I have studies, 250-something studies, 260 studies, years of work, and it's history, geography, politics, Bible, you name it, you got it. And you can actually join, and every time that I have a lesson, it will actually come online. So if you like to do that, you can do so. And that's it.
Hey, wait. Would you extend your hand towards Sonia? Let's just pray. Let's just pray for Israel. Lord, we just thank you so much for all that you are doing in and through Sonia's life. I pray that you strengthen her and continue to use her as a voice for your people, both the Jewish and the Messianic Jewish. So, Father, I pray for your word to flow forth from our heart. Lord, we know and we can see and we can feel the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing that you have on her life. Father, we pray that you protect her in her travels as she travels around America and back to Israel. Lord, we pray for Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray that you stand up and your hand creates the miracle that protects all of Israel and all of the Jews everywhere around the nation. Let the anti-Semitism be brought down and be put back where it belongs, Lord. We pray for peace in all of the Middle East. Lord, we pray for that people come to know you. We pray that Muslims continue to experience you in dream and vision, and they come to know you as their Messiah. And Lord, we pray for the Jewish people that they also come to know you as their Messiah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can I get a good amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.